Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Welcome back. It's Todd Zwillick with you today, and we have a story from the golf world now. The Women's U.S. Open starts today at the Trump National Golf Club in Bedminster, New Jersey. There have been protests over the USGA's choice of venue for the Women's Championship, given the president's documented sexually aggressive behavior and statements toward women. But those protests have not spread to the players themselves. Anya Alvarez is a contributor to ESPNW and The Guardian and a former pro golfer herself. Anya, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
What have the protests against Bedminster and the U.S. Women's Open been like to date? I saw at the U.S. Men's Open tournament last month that there was a flag flown over the course reading Dump Trump.
Actually, just throughout the year, there's been several protests at LPGA events. This week, I know that they are waiting till Sunday to do their big protest. And because they won't be able to fly any planes due to the fact that President Trump is going to be there, and for national security reasons, they're going to have a mobile billboard with the same saying.
President Trump has been heavily involved in the golf world for much of his career. We know that. Has his behavior towards women, his sexual aggression, his comments ever been a real issue among players or organizers outside of protests?
So actually, President Trump has been a really big supporter of women's golf, which is why it's been really difficult to gain any type of leverage or support to move the venue. He has sponsored a couple girls on the LPGA. He gives honorary memberships to his golf courses to players. And so there's kind of this sense of loyalty to him. And I personally have not heard anything where he has been inappropriate with any of the players. But I can definitely say that he has used his relationship with women's golf to his benefit.
So you're a former pro golfer yourself. How long were you on the tour?
I played for almost 4 years.
So take us inside women's professional golf culture for a minute. Is protest and organization as likely to happen in this culture, you know, of the kind that we've seen from maybe U.S. women's soccer or U.S. women's hockey or even pro athletes like Colin Kaepernick? Is that the type of thing that goes down in the women's golf world?
No, absolutely not. It's a very conservative sport in the sense of just the people who play it overall. I think there's just too much money involved and that the tour has grown too big that they're afraid of jeopardizing any relationships to cause any waves. And that includes the players. Even if they do disagree with something, they understand the nature of the sport, the conservative nature of the sport, and so they don't want to risk anything for themselves.
You also make the point that the league and the players don't have the same kind of relationship in this sport that they might in other sports. I mean, these are independent contractors, these women.
Yes. So we are completely on our own, even though we are technically playing for the LPGA. We are on our own and covering all our own expenses. We don't get any help. And so really, we are working hard also to maintain relationships with our sponsors so that we can afford to continue to play.
So Anya Alvarez, we've mentioned some of the protests targeting the LPGA as the U.S. Women's Open comes up. But you've made the point also that some of those protests might be misplaced just because of the way this whole thing is structured. It's hard to really figure out who could even push the button on an organized protest, even if they wanted to.
The LPGA and the USGA are different organizations, which a lot of people don't realize. And so the USGA is completely in control of the U.S. Open and the venue and how it's ran. The only way that I could have seen the venue moving is if there were enough players that came together and said, we refuse to play on Donald Trump's course. But that just wouldn't happen because it's the biggest purse of the year for the women. And I don't see any realistic situation where these women would risk their potential biggest paycheck of the year just to protest an event for a week.
So, Anya Alvarez, you've been in the locker room at many of these tournaments. You've been part of the culture. Can you take us inside the locker room, maybe in the hypothetical, where everyone's getting ready for practice or around, and the news comes over everyone's iPhones, the Access Hollywood tape, and the way Donald Trump acknowledged treating women, the things he said about women in the past? What's the conversation that goes on among the women in that locker room in the golf world?
It's very mixed. I mean, I know players who are completely against Donald Trump and who were disgusted and appalled by the things that he said about women. And then there are women on the tour who adamantly support him because of how much he has supported women's golf. And so in my opinion, there's a little bit of disconnect there because they think that because he supported women's golf that he's for women, which is not something that I believe. But the women who are opposed to Trump are afraid to say anything. And I can bring up an example of Brittany Lincecome, who is a two-time major champion on the LPGA. And last week she was asked a very simple question of, does she want Trump to show up to the tournament this week at the U.S. Open? And she gave a very apolitical answer and said, no, because I just think it would be a distraction and I just want it to be about golf this week. I don't want politics involved. She didn't say anything about her stance, where she stood politically, and she was torn to shreds. She had to shut down her Twitter account because she was getting a lot of hateful messages. She ended up getting a message from pro golfer John Daly criticizing her for saying anything negative about Trump. And so even when these women aren't even saying anything that's controversial, they're being torn apart. And so why would they ever put themselves in a position where it's going to completely distract them from doing their job?
So despite this effort from this golfer that you mentioned to have no politics at the tournament, you seem to be saying that's not going to happen this weekend. There have been rumors that the president might show up. You think he will?
Right. I don't think he can help himself. You know, he's about self-promotion. And in my opinion, I think it's really sad that there's a great possibility that he's going to be handing the champion the trophy. And he's just, you know, this man who has said all these terrible misogynistic things about women, and he's riding off the back of their hard work to get to the U.S. Open. I'm almost at a loss for words that this is 2017 and women are having to deal with this crap still.
Anya Alvarez, former pro golfer and contributor to ESPNW and The Guardian. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks.